We're 60 seconds from your shock collar question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And how many times have we talked on this show about studies that say things like, you lose an average of 14 months of your life waiting in line at the grocery store?
Oh, yes.
They're always depressing.
Yeah.
You know?
We find out a lot of stuff.
It's like, did I ever have a life?
Right.
What did I spend it doing?
If you didn't eat cheese, you'd spend 16 less days of your life sitting on the toilet.
Ah.
Oh, wow.
Well, guys, we finally got a victory.
We do? Hey.
There's actually good news on the other side, because a recent study found you just reclaimed 3 full days of your life last year by not sitting in traffic.
Oh my God.
Hey, look at us.
Yay.
You know, I have such mixed emotions about this because as a morning radio show.
Yeah, we shouldn't be celebrating that.
We really like it when you sit in traffic. I'm sorry to admit it.
We need it, guys. We want you to listen.
But I'm happy for all our listeners that didn't have
to sit
in traffic. They just got 3 days of their lives back and they spent them sitting at home instead.
Okay. Yeah. As long as they downloaded our app and listened to their phone in their living rooms, I'm good
with
it. Yeah.
The report found that thanks to all the pandemic shutdowns last year, the average American only spent 26 hours stuck in traffic compared to 2019, where we spent 99 hours in traffic.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That is a huge difference.
Yep.
It is weird though, because I was literally caught in traffic on the way home yesterday for the first time and I got really mad. I'm like, what is this huge line? And I go, hey, this is a good thing actually.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm gonna enjoy traffic.
So that means we reclaimed 73 hours or just over 3 entire days.
Wow.
And the report says that works out to $51 billion in, quote, time savings.
I don't know
what that even means, but
heck?
Sounds like we're all billionaires now on top of it.
Yay.
So what are you going to do with your reclaimed 3 days and your billions of extra dollars that you're supposed to have?
When are we going to get a check for that?
I'm waiting.
Do you know?
I don't know, but I'm going to use my 3 days listening to every single shock collar question of the day we've ever done.
All right, I like it.
Starting with this one, because we have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question, and if the answer incorrectly, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text in to 78592 and tell us what song you'd like to hear. I'm drawing a name out because I had the shock collar last, and I got Jose Stinky Shark Bait Bolaños.
What? I don't get that at all, but I am stinky. That's the truth.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, Jose's putting on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Cars today can come with pretty much any accessory you can think of.
Blenders?
The new Teslas play video games. There's Audis with Shiatsu neck and back massagers.
Whoa.
Even Jose's Mazda 3 comes standard with old car smell.
Yeah.
But back in 1959, Volkswagen introduced what has been called the rarest accessory to ever be found in a car.
Whoa.
Collectors nowadays have spent years trying to find this thing, but very few of them still exist at all. I can tell you that it's not safety related, and back then, the add-on for it cost around $75. What rare car accessory for Volkswagen am I talking about?
Oh, man.
Wow. This is cool.
They're like, they actually put seatbelts in it in the 50s.
Cost $75 though.
Yeah.
The first thing I'm thinking is if it had, well, he said it's not safety related, but I felt like if it's only 1 year, it should be something leisurely. Like, I know I made a joke, but like a blender, a microwave, some kind of like, you're on your way to work and you need this.
I think you're onto something. Convenience.
What year was it again?
50-something? 56?
It was 1959.
59? What if it was like a toaster?
Yes. Yeah,
you know, like something
that.
Like that, where it's like you're on your way to work, or I got my automatic coffee maker inside my car.
Oh, but it's the 50s, so maybe it was really a blender, and they were making margaritas.
Yeah,
because they drank all the time back then, right?
Another thing that I know a lot of cars obviously love is music. All cars love to have radios.
Totally.
And I do know that there was a car. A stupid comment, I understand, but there was at some point. I don't know what car maker, they offered record players inside a car.
Oh. And big record.
And it didn't work well because you go over the bumps and the needle would jump, right?
Not to mention having to like flip over the record and switch out a new one while you're on the freeway.
We rented an Airbnb that had like a hipster record player in it. I'm like, this is so cool. And after like an hour and a half, I'm like, oh my God, is there only like 4 songs on each side of this thing?
Let's get the question one more time.
Volkswagen has the honor of creating what has been called the rarest car accessory of all time. Collectors nowadays have spent years trying to find this thing, but very few of them still exist at all. I can tell you that it's not safety related, and the add-on for it cost around $75, and it can be found inside the car. Mm. What rare car accessory for Volkswagen am I talking about?
$75 was a lot of money at the time. You know, that'd be like a few hundred today, right?
Sure. I'm also wondering, since it's Volkswagen, could it be a German thing?
Ooh.
Like, could they have a hot dog roaster rotisserie machine that roasts off of the heat of the engine?
You pull up at work,
you know,
anybody buy a Wiener Schnitzel? Yeah. I got 17 Wiener Schnitzels and a
car. Or like a tap.
That's funny.
Like
a
cake.
But when, tab, German beer.
When we go snowmobiling, we cook hot dogs on the engine.
Yeah.
Do we have a we have a little hot dog cooker that sticks onto the engine and it heats it up. And then when you're about halfway through your ride, you open it up, you got hot dogs.
Oh. There's actually cookbooks on how to cook with your car engine.
But he said inside the car is the only issue there.
Why does my Jetta not have any of these in there?
I could let you borrow our hot dog cooker. I'm sure it'd work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, it could be the only model that came with a firearm. Just like a little compartment, it like shoots up just in case you need it. You never know.
Oh my gosh, I would love one with mace that just squirts.
Yeah.
I don't I don't think we were obsessed in the 50s as much as we are today with guns or mace.
Again, it's a German car.
Oh, okay.
But I have
we need an answer.
I need an answer. So are we thinking more like a blender?
I like the record player, bro.
Or do we think record player?
Your choice, man. Just pick one.
I'm gonna go with a vinyl record player.
More than 60 years ago, Volkswagen went the extra mile when they designed a car accessory that they believed was life-changing. They marketed it to the busy professional who had to get to work on time, but the ad campaign lasted less than a year, probably because they didn't take into account the consumer could very easily receive third-degree burns from using it.
Oh my God.
While driving over a minor speed bump. What am I talking about? Well, the rarest car accessory ever, a 1959 Volkswagen personal dashboard coffee maker.
We said it.
Here's a picture.
Yo, I still
there's a photo of it.
Yo, I still
it's like
I want it.
I would love
that.
It's
like a French press.
It actually didn't have an on and off switch. You would plug it into your cigarette lighter and it was just on the entire time the car was on. So it was just hot permanently.
So you're just chugging coffee.
So then you could, if you're on a long road trip, geez, that would suck.
All right. Well, didn't get it right. And somebody wanted to hear the song Irreplaceable by Beyonce.
Oh. Yeah.
To the left, everything you own in a box to the left, in the closet, that's my stuff, yes, if I bought it, please don't touch, ow! I said don't touch!
That was good, I really enjoyed that.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Beyonce
I guess. All right, babe.
That's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.
That's hose, babe.